Hi there, and welcome to episode 10, the actual long-awaited follow-up to episode 10. I'm your HBIC, Vic Mackey, and this is the Bowlcast. And we've got some awesome folks joining us today. A couple who have never been on the Bowlcast, but whom I've wanted on here for a while. We have, known to some of you folks, obviously, we got Bruno the Doberman on the show tonight.
Hey, what's up, Vic? Bola Nostra. What's going on? Thanks for having me on. It's an honor. Always want to be on the Bowlcast.
Hell yeah. No, I've wanted you on for a while, definitely. I think the fifth anniversary of St. Ruth Day is as special an occasion as we could do for this. And also joining us, we got a longtime friend of mine, longtime Bowl, one of the original ones. We have Doc Belasco on the show tonight.
Happy anniversary, everybody. All my brothers, thanks for having me on.
Hell yeah. So before we get started off on this celebration of St. Roof, does anyone have any stray thoughts, any kind of current events going on, anything they want to toss out there?
Dead nigga storage.
Just watching the zoo.
Hell yeah. This joke of a nation has always been an open air multiracial zoo, but the chickens are thankfully coming home to roost now, and it's just beautiful watching this awful Masonic experiment collapse in on itself. I mean, every other day we're getting comedy gold like that old nigger in where was that city where the old nigger ex-cop got goodified by his fellow beasts.
Stay with me, cuz. Yo, there's some TVs, man. You got some TVs. Yo, stay with me, cuz.
He just wants Gibbs also. He just wants his chick, and he wants his pimp and his hoe in his 40s. That's all they want.
What's on a nigger's mind? It's like that old A. Wyatt.
That's all that's on their minds. Do you think they care about George Groyd? They don't care about George Groyd or any of these fucking subhumans. They don't care. All they care is about, I can get some Jordans. I can get an iPhone. I can drink and burn shit all night.
I can get some free shit.
Exactly. Give me that 7 days free, cuz.
Give me 7 days free, cuz.
Run that shit by me, T-Bone.
Yeah. That's I mean, anyone who expects any better out of these niggers, I really think that's a losing proposition. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but...
Oh, yeah, it is a losing. Listen, you cannot have third world people in a first world society. These people cannot function in our society. It's proved it over the years. Look at this. None of them can prosper. And we don't want them here. We want them gone or in their own country. And this is a beautiful thing what's happening right now. This is the beginning of balkanization, and the white race will rise like the phoenix in the future. This is necessary. Yes, is it sad to see other whites dying and stuff? Yes, it is. But unfortunately, this is necessary. If not, you know what I mean? It is, you have Romans.
Yeah. It's unfortunately, there's no such thing as a bloodless revolution.
No.
That's Richard Spencey conservative boy pithy, you know, peaceful ethnic cleansing.
Yeah, that's Greg Johnson. I want you to come to my pool party so I can muckle you and dishonor you kind of shit.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. You know? Bash your cut wet in the pool.
Yeah.
And it's just going to get worse. It's just going to keep on getting worse.
There is no such thing as peaceful ethnic cleansing.
Oh, no, this is going to go on. This is going to be the regular norm. See these riots and stuff? This is going to be weekly, monthly, anytime a chimpanzee falls out of the tree, eating bananas, throwing coconuts, anytime he falls out of a tree and dies, they're going to riot and burn down city. And when you let these bitoons do that, when you let these moulinons do that, they're just going to keep taking and taking and taking. Where's Bolcana? Where's the German Shepherds and the Bolognes? Keep them in line. But sadly, we need this. This needs to be done. The white folks need to see. They hate you. They want your head on the platter. This is a war. We've been in a race war for a long time, and it's heating up real hot right now. You get off the fucking fence, or you're going to get knocked off it. Bottom line.
I'm sorry to tell you, brother, but we're all out of German Shepherds there. But what we do have to offer you is a bunch of white pigs here that'll arrest any white person trying to defend whatever's theirs.
Yeah, no, that's basically the niggers and Antifa, and I don't know why this keeps needing to be said. Some people out there are really thick-headed, I guess, but the niggers and Antifa they're the bait. The pigs are laying the bait out there for you, angry white man. They want you to defend yourself. They want you to get a little upset at what's going on at the open-air jungle that's become your neighborhood. Don't take the bait. Antifa niggers are the bait, and they want you to even just get a little heated with them so they can arrest you and throw you in jail for some
shit. They want you to go out there and protest with an American flag and say all together and hands holded. They want you to do that. They want you to go out there and do that and then get in fight so they can arrest you for a white terrorist and call you all kinds and use Al-Qaeda fucking systems of court on you and throw you away for a million years.
Right, some white man, some white Civnet cuck can shoot five niggers that are attacking him and trying to smash his head into the pavement, and it becomes white terrorist arrested at Albuquerque rally. You're never going to win. The pigs, the system, all of it is pointed against you, and they're bearing down on that trigger, and it's pointed at your head. The barrel is pushing into your temple. Don't give them
any chance. Vic is absolutely right, and that's why I always tell people, listen, just sit back, train, prep, teach your family, get organized to defend yourself if they ever come to your neighborhood, but do not go out there, protest, do all this shit, because they are going to do exactly that. They're going to hit you with Qaeda laws and bury you in the system to get raped by a bunch of ditzoons. Be smart.
And if the fucking cops don't get you first, the fucking niggers will be stomping on your head first.
And the pigs won't stop them. I hope these people realize that. You only lose by going out and confronting these groups. You only lose. There is no upside to be reached by this. Now, with the pigs versus the niggers, that's mutually beneficial, to us and to them, because they get what they want. They get a confrontation with the pigs, and they are winning. Because the pigs have been completely strung up by the establishment, and they can't use lethal force hardly ever anymore in dispersing these crowds, which is, I mean, I hate the pigs. I hope more of them get killed in these demonstrations. I hope there are pig bodies piling up in the streets higher than Trump Tower. Don't get me wrong. I pray for that every night. Now, having said that, you don't gain anything by going and basically simping for those pigs. You're basically, think of it this way, angry white man. You are simping for the pigs if you go out there and confront these niggers. You are indirectly simping for the same pigs that would throw you away in a prison cell and let your daughter get raped by a pack of niggers. That's effectively what you are doing. So maybe I'm being a bit forward with that, but it's rather obvious that you are indirectly simping for those that hate you and want to see you dead.
That
led these riots and trying to stop things from burning. That we're going to burn eventually anyway.
That same pig will be putting his knee on your neck while his partner's standing on your thin blue line flag.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, blue lives matter. We love the cops through enforcement. Get the fuck out of here with all that shit. Don't you see they don't give a fuck? They want their paycheck. Half of them a bunch of muds anyways. They're all just don't trust them. They want to.
No, I actually did see. I did see the rare good cop in the St. Brandon tape when he plugs that pig on the side of the road. I think that was actually the only pig that I ever saw. He was made good. So, I mean, you can't say they're all bad. Yeah.
Oh, just like I said, Vic, I want to tell you a story one time. And I want to be honest for a minute with no joke. And I saved a little black child from drowning one time. And they're not all bad. So I just took my foot off his head and he rose out of the water. And I realized we were just all the same on the inside.
You just pushed him out further into the pond.
And I never really saved no groid like that. But
you touch one.
It's just unbelievable.
You get some disease out of that.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to get foot AIDS. I don't want AIDS.
I mean, it might have just been a Snickers bar like in Caddyshack, Bruno.
Yeah. Well, they say this. Listen, why don't sharks eat whale? Eat black people? Because they're mistaken them for whale shit. That's an old one. Everybody must know that one.
Yeah. I mean, I got chestnuts for days. Like, what's the difference between a dead dog in the middle of the road and a dead nigger in the middle of the road?
What?
The dog's got skid marks in front of it.
Man. All right, what's so brown, white?
Real I'm quick. So happy to bring this show back. Just good old-fashioned nigger hate.
Hell yeah.
What's white, black, and yellow and rolls around a McDonald's parking lot? A nigger and a seagull fighting over a French fry. That one's old, but I'll stop.
Oh. All right, I got one more. I got one more. Okay,
Pull it out.
Okay, so Tyrone, Jaquan, and Latravius all three jump off of a cliff at the same time to see who can hit the ground first. Who wins?
God.
Society.
The society. It's true, though. Yeah. What do these people bring to us?
I heard the people were.
I've been biting my tongue, but man, Bruno's up to 75 cents now at least.
Yeah, I keep messing up. What do these subhuman creatures bring to our society? Nothing.
Creatures is good enough, you know. Yeah. All except creature. I don't ever want to refer to them as animals.
Worms. Yeah, because
I'm on Normie video YouTube a lot, so I've been messing up lately. But honestly, these third world creatures cannot survive and thrive in our society. And all these sipped clunk Masonic freaks who thought this experiment, these huge and small ads, who thought it would be great. Well, what's going on? No, I hope they rip your little fucking kid out of the car and split his head open. Because that's what's going to make some of these retards wake up. That's what they need. These fucking idiots.
Only pray for that.
Well, it's going to happen. It's a fact. You can, all of you, like, you see these simps out there helping them out there in these protests, riots, and all this bullshit. It's like, wait a minute. When they rip some white person out of the car, it could be your grandmother, retard. These people make me sick, these cowards out there with them. Yeah. Now, what we need is for the groids to turn on them, and they have been in certain instances. You've seen a couple of fucking white cowards coming out of, like, places where they had Jordans and the groids jumping them. And giving them beatings. So
yeah, I love that. That's
me too. That is the ultimate pleasure, man.
Hell yeah.
Nothing better than watching a white race trader get beaten down by their pets.
Exactly.
Yep. That's what he deserves. By his
How about those? Did you guys see those two fucking funny college kids when the brick went through their window? Like,
Hell yeah!
Can I give you my sister?
The best part was he's giving him the thumbs up like right at the beginning, like, yeah, we're on your side, brothers. And then the brick just fucking comes flying through. It's like,
unbelievable.
I know some people aren't so keen on, and myself included for a time, but Anglin on the Daily Stormer had a really good take on the kneeling the other day. He said that it's basically a form of self-humiliation on par with letting yourself be sodomized as a man. Knees, you're taking the knees. I thought that was actually a really good way to put it.
Yeah,
I agree with them. And he was saying, like, it's arguably worse than being sodomized, because at least you could say that I was overpowered by a gang of 10 men.
True.
When I got sodomized. No one's forcing you to take the damn knee. You are voluntarily sodomizing yourself doing that.
Yes. Oh, when I seen those cucks do that, and did you see this little mulatto freak running around with a camera telling white women and people to kneel? He grabbed this woman and jogged, and he's like, kneel. She gets on the ground. He's like, say you're sorry for this and that and this. I wanted her to get up with her keys and take his eye out. You know what I mean? That's what I wanted, but obviously we're not going to get that.
Part of me, when I was
any kind of loyalty or agency out of a white woman, Bruno.
Part of me was absolutely so fucking disgusted watching that. I had to tell myself it was fake. I had to tell me they were like bolting it together.
I'm sure part of it was staged. I'm sure part of
that was so fucking. Yes. That was so
Some of them are definitely staged, because let me tell you something. I got some Italian cousins, and let me tell you, my mother's 68 years old. If somebody told her to kneel, she'd rather die. My mother's a proud woman. She would rather die before she would kneel to some fucking person. Fuck some that. Nigger. Those people some who did
fucking
that.
Fucking nigger.
Yes, I not only kneel before God, so nigger, that's a bit of a tall order to ask. And that's another thing England's been saying is basically we have turned into a quote unquote nation of folks that are worshiping niggers.
Yes, it's been like that for a while.
That's literally what it is. It's
it is totally that.
Become the new religion.
Yes, brother, they are becoming the nigger is becoming the new god to them. We want to give them our daughters. They want to give them everything. Oh, I'd rather have my how many times have you heard this? I'd rather have my son with a nice black man than a bad white man. No, right. I'd rather have my daughter married to the most dirtiest meth head raunchy white person, because then I can kill the father and whack him out. I don't want a right. grandchild. My grandkid won't even know his scumbag father. He'd be in cement shoes, you know what I mean? But he will know that he has mud blood if he looks like Gary Coleman. Hello.
Yeah. I mean, this whole, and that's such a ridiculous meme too, this whole good Christian nigger boy.
Oh, I hate that. And I am a Christian. There's no such thing as that. Yeah. They should not be Christians in my eyes.
They're not. And
no, they're not.
Saxon, a very wise man, Saxon, a good friend of mine, he said something a while back that will always stay with me, and I still say this to this day because of him. He said one time I was talking to him about the fake religiosity of niggers, and he had this to say. He said, whoever it was that lied to niggers and told them they could be Christian, basically they're the ones who deserve to be skinned alive. And
yes,
those are
the religions who have been infiltrated by the small hats and all this stuff. And even these idiot Christians who want to go do that, I highly disagree with them. I think it's disgusting. These people do not deserve that religion. They can't comprehend it. And even if they could, they are not. God didn't make them, I don't believe. I don't know how these creatures were formed. But they don't belong in anything. They are animalistic. They belong in their huts and in their tribes to banging bones off noses. That's it.
Yeah.
I think they belong there.
Yeah. I mean, it's just the earth would be better without them, period. But
I feel sorry for that continent of Africa, you know?
Yeah. And the thing about the fake religiosity of them, it's so obvious to me. I mean, these are the same niggers that throughout the whole week will be juking, they'll be jiving, they'll be shooting up the place, they'll be raping white women, they'll be dealing drugs, and you know, just doing TNB, typical nigger behavior. But then on Sunday, they praising the Lord, they raising the roof in church, you know.
Oh, church,
we doing Sister Act 2 in the pew, you know.
my grandma's wearing her Sunday crown. She got her Sunday crown on.
Yeah. And I mean, and the thing is that niggers make such a mockery of Christianity too, even when they are devout, because all the shucking and jiving and the fat sheboon singing, and that's where the expression churching it up comes from.
Well, exactly. It's
from niggers, the way they tacky up everything they touch.
They disrespect it totally. It's got to be, listen, it has to be a party. Like the idiot Christians who made these muds Christians had to make it a party and a big you-how and shaking asses, because the nigga can't comprehend and read the Bible or understand anything religious and sit down and relax. They have to yahoo, yeah, free mama, and slap hands, hoo da da, and fucking, that's fucking a mockery of it.
It's disgusting. It's a perversion, yes.
It is a perversion, 100%. My grandmother used to say that. Look at these ditzuns dancing and jumping around near the fucking blood, near the cross. It's disgusting.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, it's making a mockery of our Lord. But the thing, at the same time, it doesn't make me angry seeing that, because they're not people. I don't expect anything better out of them. I kind of give more of a side eye to the people who do expect more out of niggers.
Yes.
Because I agree with Saxon. It's not their fault that they make a complete mockery of Christianity of
exactly.
God.
Exactly. Would you get mad at a retard for shitting his pants? A retarded crippled shit. So you know the retarded crippled's going to shit his pants. So don't get mad at him when he shits on your floor. You know? Right. So you know these baboon chimps, apes, like gorillas in the mist. So when they make... Yeah, you're 100% right, dude.
Yeah.
No, they're Christian. They're okay. They're going to be one of us.
Yeah, it's like the old phrase, you know, Ikego, I know a good one.
Yeah, I know a good one. Yeah. They pull that shit.
But yeah, it's I agree with Sox, and I only really hold accountable the whites who even taught them to kind of, you know, dribble on the pages of the Bible. I hold them accountable for this. Yes. I'm not going to get mad at niggers for doing what niggers have always done for millennia. I'm going to blame the whites who gave them access.
The missionaries. Idiot missionaries that went over there and fucking taught them this. Yes, exactly.
It's like, so when you cry about the mockery they're making of God, well, really, it's your fault because you introduced these beasts to it.
Yeah, the leaders of these churches and stuff, yes, they did. And that was done a lot with the backing of the small hats and these Matsukristas. These Matsukristas are behind all the subversion of all the Christian groups over the years. Like, they subverted everything in this world, institution-wise and everywhere.
Yeah, but, and, you know, it's, you know, the Mamzers obviously subverted Christianity, Vatican Jew and everything in the 60s. But if it wasn't for white traders...
Yes, Jabez Boys, yes.
Able to do it. That's why there's nothing lower than a white race trader. There's nothing lower.
There's not, but they are the worst of the worst. If there was one bullet left, I'd use it on them.
And then I'd pistol whip them, you know?
That fucking worse. Dead body.
Yeah. There's nothing absolutely nothing.
That seconds me. Wait, race traders, man. It just seconds me.
Well,
how you can do that to your own people.
Well, and their features, you know, I've noticed on a lot of these. Of their ilk, their features, their physical features.
They don't seem right. They have handicapped or retarded features. They aren't mentally all there.
Look at Daniel Harper. Can you look at Anton's of sound state in mind when he looks like that?
Nah. I don't think that dude showers.
He looks like he's too fat to be an active child molester. So, I mean... No one can tell me someone who looks like that is of sound state in mind.
Daniel Harper is the type of dude who fucking, I imagine, hangs out in the Chuck E. Cheese parking lots.
Oh, he's doing research on young Doctor Who fans. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah, these people, I swear, what are we going to do with them? What are we going to do?
I know. Well, we can't see it. But
just sit back and watch. It will all fall into place.
The wall of bleeps just goes right here.
All you gotta do is just sit back and watch, you know? Just sit back, watch, preps, teach your children how to prep, how to defend themselves and stuff.
And if you want some entertainment, you watch them, their pets turn on them. And you fucking sit there and you slow clap.
Just turn on the YouTube and you can see it. Just 24 hours a day, you can see these stupid white simps getting the tar beaten out of them by their nigger pets.
And that's
I just sit there and I just laugh.
The thing is that the niggers aren't even the pets in this equation. These stupid white simps, these traitors, they're the pets.
They are. Did you see in the one instance, I believe it was in Annapolis, where they made all the white Antifa people march first to get pepper gas? I was dying laughing. And the Antifa were like, yes, let's go. In another instance, these three Antifa white simps, one of them was a tranny probably, their face covered. They were yelling, and then one black kid came over to them and told them to stop. And they listened to him like he was the voice of God himself.
Yeah.
What the hell? I love
it. Who's the warlord? Who's the warlord in that Chaz there? Fucking General Naked.
Chaz, the country.
Yeah. Chaz is the Chaz, yeah.
He's a failed rapper, a felon. Ramin or something. Ramin. Right, I heard that there was a... there was someone who was trying to rise up and dethrone him in Chaz, some other Negro warlord. He has, because listen, these Negro warlords, they have a very small minority of groids, and then they have a bunch of Antifa tranny simps, pink-haired lesbos, all kinds of creatures, and they have them patrolling even with AKs. They had like one pink-haired lesbo freak with glasses who was definitely a yike. She was sitting there with her AR-15. It's like, bitch, are you seriously? I'd break your jaw and take that right off you. Ridiculous. So they have these rival friggin' mudlords, I call them.
Yeah. Oh, man.
So what we got to hope for
like that movie with Nick Cage, Lord of War, it's Groid of War.
Yeah, Groid of War, that's great. Now, what we need to happen is we need Chaz to hold out. We want Chaz and the Groid Warlords, the Mudlords, to stay tight. So the army has to go in and fight these mods, okay? Let's, you know, fight them. That would be great. And that's going to be epic. And we're going to watch.
Violence is the best kind.
Oh, it's going to be epic. You're going to see pink-haired lesbian Antifas getting mowed down, and the Groids will be hiding, and they'll be sending all the white lesbos and trannies to fight.
It's Operation Reverse Get Behind the Darkies.
Yes, yes. Operation Dark Shield, but Operation Kike, get Lesbo Shield.
Yeah, Operation Kike Dyke. And there's no little Dutch boy to put his finger in it this time.
But they're the ones who I want to see them all suffer, but I do get a special pleasure, like we were saying, seeing the white traders get harmed. That's why when I seen that wigger come out of the sports store with his Jordan smiling and the two Groids smash him in the face, I was like, yes. Yes. Because all the whites are going to see that, and they're going to be like, wait a minute, he was woke, he was down, why did they hit him? His sister even has five little nigger children. And it's like, they hate you because you're white.
That's why I appreciate them. You know, unlike white traders, they're not betraying us. They're just, I appreciate the honesty where they openly say, I hate you, Whitey, because you exist. It's like, that's the same. It's like, I hate you guys because you exist. I appreciate honesty.
Yes, so, I don't like the Candace Owens and these Republican Groids who wanted subvert and come in. We like you. No, you don't. Okay.
Pat Siegman says, like, conservative niggers just want to bang white women.
Yeah, Pat's 100% right. Al Siegman, Waffen House. Yeah, he's right. That's all they want to do. Conservative blacks want to secure their white wife. And conservative black Groid women, BT-1000s, they want that white husband like Candace Owens has. That little BT, that little chimpanzee, Chi-Chi, has her little white Uden. I don't know if he's a half a Uden, half a white guy. Who the fuck knows?
Oh, he's spiritually one.
Yes. Oh, he's a spiritual man, sir, all the way.
Yeah.
Is a spiritual man's.
Once you lie with a filthy nigger, you become a filthy nigger. I don't know if you've ever seen that. You ever seen that video of the Klan out there, bro? That's where I hate them because they exist.
I know what you're talking. I know just what you're talking.
I love that video. Nothing that man said was wrong, by the way.
No. Listen, those old 1.0 guys, even though it's harsh as the rhetoric they had, and we all had back then, even myself, all of us had back then.
I love the rhetoric. It's that's the best thing about those guys.
Oh, yes, it's true and stuff like that. But I also believe that we do need like the lily pad people out there to get them to us because, you know.
Some the conservative, like the AIM conservative boy pussy guys. Yeah,
not them. No, not those fanoics. I mean, pro-white guys, like guys like No White Guilt. You know what I mean? I believe we do need guys like No White Guilt to bring, like, people to us eventually, you know.
I mean, it's an ecosystem. I mean, if people stay in their lane, that's fine and everything. I don't really have a problem with the ones that just do the one thing they're good at. Like Colin Flaherty, he's never going to touch kikes. I get that.
No, he's never going to.
Anyone who expects him to do that is
an idiot. But
he does one thing and he does it so well, and it's covered PNB. That's
yes,
one
and that's why Uncle Colin is a national treasure. Mark Dice does
that as well, right?
Who? Yeah, Mark Dice covers TNB as well.
Yeah. Yep, he's another okay one, and you need guys like that, believe it or not. But, yeah, Colin Flaherty is a national treasure. Okay, he won't touch anything else, but who cares? He does his specific job of showing you the Groid on Noi attacks. And we need more people like him to come out and make these videos and people to see. Well, all they can do is turn on YouTube now, and they can see why it's getting attacked. But this stuff needs to come out. More whites need to see this.
Yeah, I feel like those guys have kind of been replaced though, because like you said, all you have to do is turn on the TV or all that, and then you can just see this in real time now.
Yeah, that's why it's changed. It's getting better. Like, a lot of people don't like when I say it's getting better since the 1.0 days. They're like, what do you mean? I'm like, okay, listen. All right, we all knew it was going to balkanize back then, right? So this has just got better. More white people are being awakened. We are losing more whites. They are becoming muds and stuff like that. But that's just natural. On this continent, there's only going to be a very few white ethno states on this continent. This is going to be mostly like mulatto nations and shit like that. But we will survive and thrive, and we'll be a vicious, dangerous minority. We'll never be wiped out. But America as we knew it and stuff, no, it's gone. It's gone a long time ago.
Thank God.
So just let it fucking, just let it go. Sit back, take care of your family, move to a white area where there's a lot of whites, and just prep and teach your kids.
Get feral.
Yes, get feral, man. Get fucking feral.
Start making those white no-go zones, those white favelas.
Yes, no doubt about it. And there's going to be them. You bet your fucking ass there's going to be. Because the blood that's coming in the next 20 years for whitey, the blood and how many whites are going to be wiped out because of this, there is going to be white no-go zones. You bet your ass. Because here's why. For every victim, there's family members. Those young kids where their mother was brutally raped on fucking Facebook Live and shit like that. These motherfuckers are going to go to the fucking favelas. They're going to go to the suburbs and link up with like-minded people, and they're going to protect their people. And
It's not like they have a future to lose in this country, though, this quote-unquote country. It's not like they got a future to lose, because that got sold down the river decades ago. So they, a bunch of angry white kids, personally victimized, or their family's been victimized, who have nothing to lose. I don't really think there's anything more dangerous than that.
Personally. No, there's not. That is the most dangerous thing on this planet.
When whites chimp out, communities of them. Yeah, it unfortunately takes longer than with any other group, but when whites do chimp out, it's a lot worse than when anyone else does it.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to stop, isn't it?
Oh, we won't chip out. We'll goose step, put it that way. We'll march. Yeah. And they don't want
to. In the last country that goose stepped, it took like, half the fucking world to stop?
Yeah, more than half. Exactly. I mean,
they're not going to want us to have a generation.
White chimp out. And boy, was it a glorious one.
And I believe personally there, I think the other half of the world's going to be fucking goose stepping too.
It's going to be, it's going to be take a generation of abuse, and it's inevitable. It's happening now. It's going to take a generation, but there's going to be so many that's been victimized that the white minority is going to be one fierce fucking creature, put it that way, fierce.
Yeah, entity. I don't think there's going to be stopping it until, the whole world's pretty well off.
Well, there's a lot of victimization going on now. So just picture 10 years from now. We're in the majority right now, and we're hated. Imagine when we do become the minority, and every police is a black person who wants to get revenge on you, and everybody, trust me, it's coming. It's already here.
All cops already are niggers. But
Listen, all those cities. All these chocolate cities, they're all ran with racism. Like, your whole police force is black. All the top officers. That's why I love Mark Furman. Go read Mark Furman's book and listen to the Mark Furman tapes, and he explains it perfectly. Mark Furman was a great fucking man, a great cop and police officer. The only bad thing was he was the one caught at the, he's the one who found the glove. But Mark Furman, go watch the Mark Furman tapes on YouTube. Epic. He tells it how it is. He knows. There's nobody who knows the nigga savage better than an LAPD officer from the 80s. Trust me. Go listen to Furman. Furman knows the nigga like he's got a PhD in niggerology like my buddy Yeti.
Niggerology.
Yeah, he does. And just like Ice Wolf, too. They got PhDs in niggerology.
I'm hoping niggerology will become a class in ancient history.
It's going to be. We do a podcast on niggerology.
Yeah, I mean they will be playing bowl casts in elementary schools in the future.
Yes, they will. Yeah, these kids will be listening to the bowl cast in the future for sure. That avatar will be a statue one day. You think I'm crazy? That might sound insane. That avatar is going to be a statue. Maybe in another 100 years or 200 years, you watch.
Oh, it'll be the blood flag for at least a few different theoretical things in the future. We'll see.
But, well, there's going to be countries that have statues of these people. Trust me.
I hope to see at least one statue erected.
Well, we're not going
to
see it. I won't see it in my lifetime. But you guys might see it when you're in your late 80s or something, and your kids and grandkids will see it. But I won't. It's gonna take a long time.
I want to see the Dylann Roof statue, like on par with like Christ the Redeemer.
Well, here's what I always wanted to do. If I had private land, I would make like all kinds of statues, and I would have a private place, well defended, with guard dogs, Dobermans everywhere, and for people to come and see these beautiful statues of white heroes from history. That's what I'd like to do if I had the land and the money.
I'd name national parks after them. Like, imagine St. Joseph Paul Franklin Memorial Park.
St. Luca Traini Square for Italians.
St. John's Memorial Kool-Aid Flavor-Aid Rotunda. Yeah.
St. Crucius fucking Animal Preserve.
All the bowling alleys are definitely going to be named after Roof.
Oh, the bowling alley lanes will be named after the saints.
Hell yeah. Definitely.
St. Kaczynski would definitely be the nature preserves.
Oh, Uncle Ted.
Here's your 5'11", sir. Yeah. You're playing on St. John's Lane today.
There'll be Uncle Ted sheds everywhere, put it that way. Real upgraded Uncle Ted sheds.
Uncle Ted sheds. We're selling prefab Uncle Ted sheds at Walmart.
Oh, yeah. But so now I kind of wanted to swing into the meat of tonight, which is celebrating the 5th anniversary of St. Roof going to church.
Praise be upon him.
It feels like it just happened a couple years ago, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I know. It's been 5 years. 5 years. And it's just amazing. And still, to this day, there are folks out there, including some absolutely bizarre characters who are 33-degree Freemasons, and you also still talk to folks like Jared Howe and Cantwell. I'm not talking about any particular Masonius Rufus type character. Or
no, none of no, 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 no Masons.
About that
no
guy,
Masons but, involved here.
Yeah, I'm definitely not talking about that guy, but there are still people to this day that would spit on him if he was freed from prison and exonerated. They would still spit on him, and it's sickening to me that there are people out there who think that he was just St. Roof was some grug who picked a soft, quote unquote, soft target, full of church mammies, and it wasn't an absolutely calculated political.
That was planned out, and no, he wasn't some retarded kid who went off and said, "I want to kill Blackie." He did. That was not the case. No. He was a very intelligent, and he's got a lot of integrity. That is a man of integrity right there. Look at all these cucks sent him letters and wanting him to cuck out and telling him we might get you out one day and all this stuff. He loves his people, and you have to respect that about him. And it was not just him going off just doing that. No, that was he planned all that out and meticulously did his research.
Right, and that was part of why he got a federal trial, was because one of the two reasons they used against him, and they were absolutely ridiculous, but one of the two reasons they used against him is that he used the internet to research different historically black churches, and that was one of them, and he did research on it. Yeah, that was one of the reasons. And the other one was why he had magazines that were manufactured in another state.
Yeah, that's true. That was an old South Carolina church, one of the oldest churches there. Not only that, there were certain people there that funded a lot of bad things for our people. He did his research.
Yeah, AME Emmanuel is one of the oldest historical black churches in the Mirequois. And it has been an integral part of the civil rights movement and basically all levels of nigger power in local politics in that area, in pushing things through the public schools, through the after school programs at the church. It basically was one of the I guess you could say the most ideal locations to hit because of its historical importance to the civil rights movement and to nigger power, I guess you want, you know, black power, nigger power, whatever.
Dead nigger storage.
Yeah.
I guess you could say that place was a dead nigger storage for a few hours.
But I mean, this place was very important to Southern nigger culture and to the civil rights culture. It was very important. And the main target, and this is another thing that I've argued with people about who are saying that, oh, you know, it was just like some hasty, like some dumb kid who just went in there at the last minute and just decided to do a bunch of soft targets. Okay, well, if that was the case, then why didn't he shoot the place up on a Sunday when more niggers would be there? Exactly. Why didn't he shoot it up on a Sunday?
Yeah, you would think he would pick the time where there would be the most people, right? If someone would want to do something like that. Well, I mean,
he'd be hurting for finding any people there in the first place.
yeah, you know what I mean.
Why did he not do it on a Sunday when there'd be more niggers there? If it wasn't political, if it wasn't a very calculated, specific attack.
He would want the most Moulinians. He would want the most Moulis as possible, right? Like, if that was the
movers and shakers, because he knew Clementa Pinckney was going to be there. Formerly State Senator Clementa Pinckney, formerly an alive nigger, he knew he was going to be there. And Clementa had just met with Hillary Clinton not long before that meeting at the church. And St. Ruth, I mean, if it was so hasty, why did he sit there for an hour during that and not say a word why did he sit there for an hour if this was just some last minute?
What these simps say is he wasn't sure if he was going to do. No, he was calculating.
He knew what he was doing.
It was part of his plan.
Yeah. These idiots and these simps and these apologists, the worst thing about them is that they haven't even watched the FBI interview, the 2-hour FBI interview with St. Ruth.
The interrogation, correct?
Yeah, they haven't even watched that.
I have.
They haven't read The Last Rhodesian. They haven't done a modicum of research. In fact, one of those Identity Dixie podcasts where they did, where they disavowed St. Ruth for the whole thing and talked about it.
Why do they do that?
And they're Southerners. It's so disrespectful.
Yeah, I don't get it. Why do they do that? I don't get it. Like, what?
The
do
one
you
thing that I don't get, Dylan, is why
voting about about Dixie being taken down over all this.
They would have done it anyways.
Exactly. They would have done it anyway.
It was coming down no matter what. It didn't matter if it was Roof or some groid falling out of a tree. They would have. Right. It was coming down.
It was going to happen anyway. Better
they were pushing it for it. That was
pull it off hair by hair.
Oh, listen, Vic. It was actually literally being taken down. It was all planned within months. It was just a debate on the gay little Senate floor. Should we take it down? Should we not? It was going to get taken down no matter what. Okay. Right.
Yeah, it was already controversial.
Way controversial. They've already took them off the state houses. They were on top of the state houses before that, and then they put them next to the state houses, and it was ready to get eradicated. This is all. If we never even know who Dylann Roof was, this would have still all happened.
Right. Exactly. It would have happened 5 years later. And these guys on this podcast, this Identity Dixie thing, so disrespectful, man. What they said, they basically were laughing about the idea of St. Ruth going to hell and burning. And that
Really?
I disavow St. Ruth. I'll
send you the episode if you want to hear it yourself. But yeah.
That's disgusting. Because here's why. Here's a
That was a Southern man sacrificing his life for all of us and them, especially.
His young life.
That's what they say about him. That is disgusting to me. That's disgusting.
Yeah. Anybody that says that fucking I disavow Dylan Roof, you can go fucking straight to hell, you cocksucker.
Put it this way. Does anybody on the other side disavow people? And not only that, this guy was sticking up for your people. He was one of you. Like, you
When's the last time you fucking heard a nigger disavow a fucking other, like, nigger doing nigger shit?
Never.
That's the one commendable thing about them is that they don't throw their own under the bus.
Yeah, they don't. They don't.
We ought to learn something from that one aspect of their existence.
True. Yeah, I don't like when people like you don't have to like. I'm not telling people to go out there and do these.
This is something that's always misconstrued about me and Bull Patrol and
I know that.
Is that, oh, every minute of those shows and everything he's ever done is he's telling people to go out and do that. No, if you can find one instance where we tell anyone to do anything like that, I'd be very interested because we haven't. No.
It's ridiculous.
We lionize and we canonize these great men because of what they did. We don't tell anyone to follow in their footsteps, but these things will inevitably keep happening as the screws keep getting tightened on us.
That's why it fucking sickens me. If it's inevitable, it fucking sickens me when I hear people say, disavow Dylan Roof. It fucking sickens me, man, because you don't have to fucking disavow him. But you do because you're just a little faggot.
Yeah.
That kid was like, he's fucking rotten in a prison. And he went there and he fucking did our work. Yeah, that's a fucking saint, man. And if you fucking disavow him, you can go fucking lick my fucking nuts, you cocksucker.
Yeah, Doc, and that's the thing. I've told these people, these disavowers before that I've had conversations with, you have an out if you don't want to explicitly praise him and the other saints like I do and like many others do.
They go ahead and they disavow him as if it's going to give him brownie points somewhere on down the line. What the fuck is that shit?
No, and that's the thing. It's you don't even have to disavow. What you can say, you can just blame the Jewish world order for it, as in like the way things are. You can say, well, this event wouldn't have happened if the Jews hadn't complete and the white traitors hadn't completely wrecked our society and made people feel hopeless. You don't have to disavow. You could just say
give you my take. All right. Number one, Vic and them, I've never heard the Bull Patrol ever say go out and hurt some. It's ridiculous. But no, let's see. I don't call them saints neither. No, I don't. I'm a devout Roman Catholic and not the cucked Roman Catholic Vatican II, but an old school Catholic. And I don't call them saints, but I love these men and I respect them. And I understand the sacrifice they gave, and I would never counter signal them. These are good men. These are men who gave up a lot and sacrificed, men of integrity.
We used to value that.
It pisses me off when people go out of their way or kind of like just what you said. You don't have to agree with it or whatever. I don't agree with it, but I would never throw them men under the bus. Men of integrity, men who love their race. Bottom line,
it's because they think somewhere out down the line it might save them.
Yeah, maybe Shlomo will give it to me only half as hard as these
maybe
guys.
Maybe they'll bring that up. I won't get the axe to the neck.
Right. Yeah. Maybe at Nuremberg too. I'm not gonna get executed.
Yeah. Ain't it?
Eat a bag of dog shit, you cocksuckers.
So it's either that, or they think by doing that, it's that, or they think he did really a bad thing. He shouldn't have did that. So wait a minute, our people are just supposed to sit back and watch.
Oh yeah, Danny Dixon guys actually do think it was explicitly a bad thing.
I'm not telling
people that he's going to go to hell because it was in a church.
He's not going to hell.
He murdered innocent, unarmed people.
Listen, St. Thomas Becket was murdered in a church. A lot of people have been murdered in churches over the years, okay? He's not going to hell. And I am a devout, very religious person. Do my rosaries, go to church. He's not going to hell. I pray for him all the time. He trusts me. He's not going to hell.
Well,
In his heart.
What I've told these people is that a nigger church also isn't a church either.
No, it's not. It's not. Not
the same thing.
Yeah, it's not. It's
this is
not.
A place where they fucking can fucking, you know,
it's just shucking dive hour on Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's actually just like you said, what's happening now, the TV show party, something stupid like that.
Yeah.
You
know, it's Soul Train with a sermon or two thrown in.
Yeah, exactly. But basically, them phone is signaling him, is disgusting. Like you said, they have it. They can say, they can blame it on, like, they don't have to sit there and worship him or say, hail saints, you know what I mean? They don't have to do that. You know?
They don't have to throw him under the bus.
That's what pisses me off, throwing him under the bus.
If I disavow him, Shlomo will only rape my daughter half as hard.
Yeah, ain't it? She'll only get it once. Oh, my God.
The only forcer to have one nigger child in the breeding camp. Maybe they're going to be nicer to me.
Yeah. Oh,
I've totally given up on even arguing with these people. They're a lost cause.
Yeah, it is a lost cause
it's an easy out. You can just blame the hiked up society that we're forced to live in that's inevitably going to make people snap. Just blame that. You don't have to throw them under the bus.
Him or Breivik or Luca or any of them people. You have to throw none of them under the bus. There's going to be a lot more of them in the future.
Dylan Roof actions took away my fucking flag.
If you don't think these victims, these white victims, have children and family members that are going to snap when they see atrocities happen to white folks, it's going to happen. And that's why Roof did that, because he loved his people. He seen what was going on in South Africa. He seen what was going on in America. He lived it. He seen it. And he reacted that way. And I will, I don't agree with it, but I will never counter-signal it. Never.
Never counter-signal that. Never.
You would have to be a total retard and not understand. Either that or they don't understand what we're really up against and what's really going on here. I don't. And it's a shame that they call themselves a Dixie. I don't know who these people are. I don't know them. First time I heard of them. But anybody who has a Southern channel and they're throwing these guys, Dylan Roof, under the bus, no, man, that's not cool.
So they don't lose the donations.
It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a Southern version of conservative.
They might be thinking he's the reason I lost my flags. No, that's not the reason why you lost your flag, man. And your flag, it's not the reason why. Like, they would have
done it. Going to happen.
Debate on the Senate floor about it. This and that. They would have used any excuse. Let's say if some white cop shot a black guy that week, they would have used that as an excuse. Like anything.
And all these faggots, they're fucking sitting there, they're eating all their fucking, they're all getting, this guy's been rotting in a fucking jail for 5 fucking years. And these cocksuckers all say this shit.
I remember a few years ago when his sister was getting harassed, me and some 1.0 guys organized some people on Facebook to stick up for, this was a long time ago too, shit. This is about 5 years ago when it first happened. It's a shame, man. It's a shame that they would wish him and like him in jail and shit like that, him rotten and getting harmed. It's like, come on, man. We're like, what the fuck?
Yeah. You know, this line from St. Roof has stuck with me for a while. I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with this, but this was from his journal. He said, "I feel pity that I had to give up my life because of a situation that should never have existed."
Yes, and Dylan wrote that. Yep.
Yeah, and that is stuck.
He was an intelligent kid.
That feels in my heart, man.
Is there any way you could read it? Is there any way you could read it online for just like this is the 50th anniversary? He was no dummy. Just to kill these people saying he was a dummy and he went nuts. He was a highly intelligent young man.
Yeah, we have Bulbul, one of our boulders, he recorded an audiobook of The Last Rhodesian, and we are going to be including that right below this when we posted it. Yeah.
Is there any way you can send me that in a private? I would so much appreciate that so I can listen to that while I take my dog walking.
He does a very good job reading it.
Please do not forget to send me that, dude.
I won't. I'm going to do it right. As soon as we're done with this, I'm going to send it to you.
Just remember, listeners, there's a guy that's rotting in fucking jail right now, and he had the balls to fucking, and he had the courage and the intelligence.
Well, did you see what Christian Pickle
loved? He loved us. He was our fucking friend, man.
Hey, Doc. Did you see what Christian Piccolini wrote, Dylan? And Dylan told him to fuck off. That was great. Yeah. Dylan told him.
Yeah.
He called him a traitor. He said he didn't have the integrity, and he was just part of some, like, drunken. And he was. Piccolini was a part of a bunch of losing drunk kids who just shaved their heads.
Piccolini talking about integrity.
Yeah.
And that's a good one.
Especially to a man like St. Roof. That's rich. That's some serious narcissism to think you can come at him like that.
Yeah, big time.
Well, we all know what type of fucking person.
Oh, he is a narcissist. And he's an Arab. He's not even Italian. Don't let him fool you, folks.
He's trying to fool people.
He looks like a Murano more than anything.
You know what? I was going to say, yeah, he does look like a Murano to a lot of people.
A Murano, yeah.
I usually call him an Arab, but yeah, you know what? Good point, and a lot of people.
I know.
Yeah, every time I think of Piccolini, I just think of that fucking GIF of fucking old man Mason just making that face, just like.
Him. Oh, another one, Jeff Scoop. Jeff Scoop just flipped Heimbach too. I trolled Jeff's YouTube faggy channel, that little disgraziad trader, and they are just disgusting.
I don't fully believe that Matt is sincere though, because of as our friend Daniel Harper actually pointed out, that was only about when he did his light upon light thing, his transition to anti-racism. That was only about what, 5-6 months after he came on the Boffin House with us. That was under half a year. And Matt Heimbach.
I don't remember when Heimbach went on there.
He came on the Boffin House, and I got him to say, God bless Dylan Roof. I got him to say that.
Really?
And he was talking. He didn't flinch at any of the stuff I said, and you know how I am. So
yeah.
I don't think he's really sincere. I actually got to agree with these Antifa folks and Dan Harper and all the rest of them. I'm going to agree with them and say I don't think Heimbach is sincere with this quote-unquote conversion to anti-racism, because that was only about 5.5 months after he came
up. None of them are ever sincere. It's all about money when they switch up.
Did you ever see yourselves ever fucking converting? Ever fucking being like, oh, everything I've ever thought is bad and wrong? Did you ever do that, honestly?
I'd put a bullet in myself.
My father's watching me, and I want to go to heaven and be with my family. My father's watching me, and my uncle's in heaven.
It would take some serious brain damage.
You have to stop my heart, man. You have to kill me.
Hey, to paraphrase St. Roof, there's no greater sin than to deny the truth.
Praise be St. Roof.
Praise to
God. God bless Dylan Roof.
Dumb kid. No. He is a very eloquent man. He is very intelligent.
Yeah, he's no dummy. No, he's Dylan Roof is God bless
his letter. Read his letter to Tucker that he released a year ago.
He wrote a letter. I didn't know about this. He wrote a letter to Tucker Carlson?
Yeah, Billy Roper published.
Oh, fucking Dylan, man. Really?
Yeah, it's a great letter.
Oh, I got to read it, dude. Oh.
He goes into a lot of detail about how, because he gets to watch Tucker, I guess, in prison. It's one of the only things he gets to do. And I guess that's he basically tells Tucker that you're really one of the only people on TV that seems to have a little bit of integrity, I've noticed.
It's true.
You talk about Israel and other things that nobody else would touch with a 10-foot pole. And black
you would have never put that 10 years ago, Vic. Let me tell you, 7 years ago, someone would have told me that racial issues would have been talked on Fox News. I wouldn't have believed it. So, yeah, it's and not.
Tucker Carlson, of all people, too, because he used to be a lot more. I mean, maybe he's always kind of
thought. Well, he's a libertarian cuck, but he talks about things that they wouldn't touch.
But he used to not be as – maybe he believed the same things, but he wasn't as open about it because he definitely –
he's got more radical. Oh, Tucker's totally – and he will get more because he believes himself a truth person. That's what he believes, and I believe he will be kicked off Fox shortly for saying shit. He'll do like a podcast because you can only
flying a bit close to the sun.
Oh, he's flying very close to the sun, very, and that's why he's going to get burnt. But he'll rise again like the phoenix if he does a podcast and really says his opinion. Because I'd bet you how many Americans would watch him. There's going to be a lot of rogue people that become journalists and do podcasts and do pro white shit in the future. Because, like I said, it's only going to get. As the more they attack us, as the more whites wake up, and we only need a certain percentage for us to be fucking strong enough to have a few ethno states in the future, and we will get it. There's no way they'll wipe us off this continent.
One of the funniest things, though, with Simon Seamus, with all this shit, there's like earlier, very.